What is this?
A little Green Hornet music, you know, for
green.
Pests. The Green Hornet.
I was trying to figure
you
out the connection.
You stumped me on that one. All right. The Green Hornet.
Al Hurt, too.
Yeah, can't get any better than that, right?
Rums? Your mic's not on.
Oh, had a couple callers.
I can tell. This thing's lighting up.
They had some suggestions.
On
the Scorpions.
Oh, I thought it was more Back to the Future comments.
That was pretty good. Wish we were that quick. Robert called and said he was finding crickets up in the bathroom vents, and he had scorpions in the house, so he put the net sunscreen across the bathroom vent, and it's cut down on his scorpions greatly.
Yeah, you can do that. You can go up on the roof and actually cover every plumbing vent with sunscreen, as well as that vent for the exhaust fan going out the bathroom, and it will.
Yeah, I never thought of them being up high.
Almost impossible to totally, well, I got a question for you. It'll make you nervous. Where do you think that scorpion was that was right in the middle of your bed?
I don't know. That was so weird. We came home after being gone a week, and I never pull back covers. We just kind of crawl in. I threw them back, and that dadgum thing was alive, sitting in the middle of the bed on the flat sheet.
Ooh.
If we had crawled in with him, I always pull back the covers. But the other lady that called was our neighbor Joyce, and she said the cats will eat. She says she never has them, and she has a lot of trees and grass and stuff, and she never has any scorpions because key cats like to play with them.
Okay, I did not know that. I think guineas taste better than cats.
Yeah, definitely.
Joyce, disregard.
Sorry, I really am.
Whatever. We've got
That's a safe approach. Right?
Some funny response from last week. We talked about keeping rid of rabbits was one of our five pests to try and control. And one of the things is don't feed them. Well, Sue writes back and she says, I always feed rabbits every afternoon with Russo carrots. And until last Saturday's broadcast, I never knew they were grown right here in the valley.
That's right. We had Will Russo in at 8 o'clock talking about raising carrots, and then we had Darren Julia in at 10 o'clock talking about keeping wildlife out of your yard.
And then another listener, the Taylor family, they make pet-safe kennels. So if you've got animal, you know, you live backed up to a desert and you're fighting those coyotes you were talking or the bobcat you were talking about, javelinas, you've got small pets, they do make pet-safe kennels for those instances. They've come a number of times looking at becoming a Rosie on the House certified partner. It was just one of those things. It's such a unique niche, but that's another option as well.
I hope we hear back from the man that called us from Picture Rock last week that was having the bobcat in his chickens that he uses out in the horse stables to control the flies that kept invading. And he tried that motion detector sprinkler system.
See if that doesn't work.
I'd like to hear back from him.
And then the Carmichael family had a really interesting solution for javelina, and they had tried everything. They say they tried to shoot at them with airsoft rifles, spread mountain lion urine. There goes the urine trick again. Around the, get this, they didn't say perimeter. Perimeter. they tried screaming obscenities. They tried throwing softball-sized rocks. None of it worked. And then what they ended up doing that has kept the javelina out for over a year is folding chicken wire and making a perimeter around the plants they were trying to keep them out of. They said a 2-inch barrier, 1-inch high, of just crumbled chicken wire has kept them out because they can't stand that
around their
tangle
feet?
Feeling around their feet. So
see, now that's how we become known as experts. And really all we're doing is compiling great information from folks giving us information like that over the last 30 years and keep it organized into an encyclopedia called RosieOnTheHouse.com. So I love that. That's awesome. Shall we get to a call here? We got a couple callers. We've got time. We got 1 minute. We got Larry and John. John's been waiting a long time. Let's get to him really quick. John calling from Santan Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Real quick.
Okay, so we have vinyl siding on our house, and it's getting kind of brittle and run down, and we'd like to replace with either like Hardiebacker type siding, or which is really expensive. So we're kind of wondering what the drawbacks of using that are, other than the cost.
Not much, John. I really like the Hardie board. It is a cement-based product. You keep it painted, and I'll tell you, it's virtually a lifetime-long product. I do like it a lot better than the vinyl siding. The Hardie board siding is no doubt the way I would go, even if I could only do a section of the house at a time.
Texter backs up the cat theory. They've got cats and no scorpions for 8 years. So.
Wow.
One more to the predator list. We'll cover more right after this at Rosie on the House. Your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years.